Fortunately for her, Moole turned the subject back to her other questions.
As to why they arrested you, then let you sit in a medium security facility. They wanted you to escape.
Understanding dawned for Tahiri. Because if I fled, I'd convict myself.
Not only that, but you'd probably seek help from your friends, putting them on the wrong side of the law, too. And why did the government talk mean and then sit on the case? You always talk your best game, so that the opposition can never point to a statement you've made that suggests a weakening of your position or a lessening of your righteous fury. But then they sat on the case because time was on their side. The longer things take, the more credits it costs you, the more stress it puts you under.
The more I'm likely to give up or escape.
Very good. Now, why not let the imps try you? They might have done that. They still might. But the GA does have the right. Pelion was accorded GA citizenship for life because of his tenure as Supreme Commander of the Galactic Alliance Defense Force. As to why they've suddenly turned up the heat under this case, I can only guess, but I think it's because Chief of State Dalla needs something to distract the press from Admiral Nyathol's death.
So I'm just a game piece being moved around to convenience them. There's no offended sense of justice at work here. Not really.
Moole clapped his hands, as if applauding a superior sports play.
And if they aren't pursuing justice, why are you willing at all to submit to justice?
A wave of cold anger washed across Tahiri. For a moment, she wasn't sure how to handle it. Suppress it like a Jedi? Draw strength from it like a Sith? She chose neither, letting it settle on her, letting it turn the tone of her voice brittle and sharp.
So what do we do?
I begin assembling medical witnesses who can testify to the mentality of someone experiencing undue influence from a manipulative authority figure. I begin aggressively promoting a change of venue for the trial.
Why?
Because the one person in the galaxy who has the most experience with the Sith is prohibited by law from coming back to Coruscant to testify.
Luke Skywalker.
Correct. And we are very eager for him to testify. Not only because of his breadth and depth of knowledge, but also because the public is experiencing a growing sympathy for the Jedi. And when I announce the Grand Master Luke Skywalker must testify in order for the trial to be fair, the prosecution case will experience more resistance from the public. Meanwhile, you need to remember that phrase you just used about being a game piece, and whenever you're in public, put on a face reflecting how that feels. Because you were also Jason Solo's game piece, and that's why you're in trouble. Tahiri, you really were a victim. You need to understand it, and the public needs to understand it.
All right. I'll try.
Nobody wants to think of herself as a victim. You'll have to try very hard to overcome that reluctance.
Moole rubbed at his cheek folds and looked away from her for a moment.
You've got more bad news.
I hate dealing with Jedi. Hard to keep secrets.
He looked at her again.
I think you should reconsider the deal.
What deal?
Tahiri asked, putting some ice into her voice. Moole flared his cheek folds.
The only deal I've brought you.
Shortly after becoming her public defender, Moole had brought her an offer from someone inside Dalla's government.
If she would become an informant and gather evidence of Jedi crimes against the Galactic Alliance, she would be sentenced to a short term in a minimum security facility of her choosing.
I've been led to believe that the offer remains open, and it may be your only chance of avoiding a death sentence.
Tahiri glowered.
I've given you my answer on that, she said. I'm not changing my mind.
Moole sighed and nodded. Then said,
In that case, I think you need to consider where you might find a more suitable advocate.
You're quitting?
Moole shook his head.
Not a chance.
Then why?
Because I've been in this business for a few years now,
Moole said.
And that's long enough to know you need someone who's been in it for a few decades. As much as it pains me to say it, I'm not the best being to handle a high-profile case like this. It's a different game than the one I usually play. To tell you the truth, if you're determined to take this trial, I won't even know the rules we're really using.
Tahiri sighed, then looked across the cell at her refresher unit and nodded.
At least you're telling me the truth, she said. That counts for more than you know. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mool said. I just wish I had more to offer. I want to help you. I truly do.
The truth is enough, Mardek.
Tahiri turned and gave his knee a grateful squeeze.
Give me that, and you give me everything.